I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Canadian violinist Angèle Dubois has had a solo career with chamber ensembles and orchestras and even a television career with a regular popular program. But since 1997, much of her considerable energies and creativity have gone into her all-female ensemble La Pietà. They've toured, they've recorded, drawing on a wide variety of sources from the music of Vivaldi right up to the present. They've even played a very successful concert saluting the rock group ABBA. Angèle Dubois, thanks very, very much for joining us. Your most recent CD is music of the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt.
Portrait, musical portrait of Arvo Pärt, yeah.
What attracted you to the music of Pärt?
I would say his unique signature. You know, I've always been fascinated by this music, which I discovered beginning of 90s. And I remember first time I heard the music of Arvo Pärt is listening to Summa. And as a matter of fact, Summa is the first quote on this CD. And I was just amazed to realize that someone can create a masterwork with using few elements and exploring all the spectrum of dynamics, of color, of texture. It was just amazed me. I guess you can use this expression where less definitely means more. It's a musical language where he creates his own style, and it's based on primitive materials. You know, you always find this specific tonality. Then you go from that tonality to a perfect chord. From that perfect chord, of course, you have the triad, the three notes that will just vibrate, that will ring like church bells.
The ringing is very much part of one of the pieces, indeed, with bells.
Yeah, exactly. In the Cantus in Memoriam Benjamin Britten, there's a tubular bell. And it's just like the center of the ceremony. It's just like the master of the ceremony. You have this bell. You always find also, he always try to find a way to come with the bells. So in the work of Tabula Rasa, which it's a really just like a concerto baroque, baroque concerto, you have the two violin solo, you have the strings, and then you have the prepared piano. Prepared piano, you put screws between the strings, which makes more percussive the sound of the piano. And of course, it will sound like bells again. It's just wonderful.
Arvo Pärt has said that mostly his music's in two voices, and that one line is my sins and the other line is forgiveness. Do you hear those two lines in the music?
Well, those two lines, you will find it in Tabula Rasa, where the two violin solo, there's two voices, a sample one, and then the other will be more complex. And that's where Pärt said that one represents my sins and the other one represents forgiveness. And it's very, very obvious when you listen to Tabula Rasa.
Which one of those lines do you usually play, the sins or the forgiveness?
Well, I'm just, you know, the instrument of Mr. Arvo Pärt in this. So I don't take it this question personal. I answer as a violinist.
Both.
Just like in life. You do and you think. And then sometimes it's better to think and to do after.
We've been talking with violinist Angèle Dubois about her new CD, Arvo Pärt, Portrait, with the ensemble La Pietà. It's on the Analecta label. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.